What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically, the podcast where we have real conversations about healing, growth, confidence, and becoming who God created you to be unapologetically. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes. I'm your host. And I'm so glad you're here because today's episode is titled Stop Settling for Less in Love. Relationship advice every woman needs. And listen, this is not just another relationship conversation. No, not at all. This is a self-worth conversation. This is a standards conversation. This is a boundaries conversation because so many women, smart women, beautiful women, lovely women, hardworking women end up accepting relationships that drain them. That's right, I said it. It drains them, confuses them, and shrink them. And I need you to hear me clearly. When I say love does not require you to abandon yourself, let me say that again. Love does not require you to abandon yourself. I know I've been doing this love thing for over 34 years. I know. So let me tell you why this topic matters and why it's so important. Because settling doesn't just waste time. Settling slowly trains your nervous system to normalize what you don't actually want. See, you normalize inconsistency, you normalize emotional unavailability, you normalize being the one and only, right? Being the only one trying. That's what you normalize. You're the only one trying. You normalize confusion. And then you start thinking, that's what love is. And I'm here to tell you, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Love is not anxiety. Love is not guessing. Love is not, I hope he changes. Nope, that's not love. And love definitely is not you shrinking your needs to keep somebody else comfortable. That's not love. So today we're going to show you, I'm going to show you what settling looks like, why it happens, and what it takes to choose better without guilt, without fear, and without self-doubt. Let's start with the truth. How about that? Let's start with some truth, which are what I call are facts. Settling isn't always obvious. Sometimes settling looks like staying with someone that is, staying with someone who is nice. Oh, he's nice, but not aligned. Sometimes it looks like staying because you don't want to start over. You don't want to find somebody else, right? They say that dating is fierce and you don't want to get into that game. Sometimes it looks like calling breadcrumbs effort. Here are a few signs that I want to share with you that you may be settling. Now, if you feel lonely while in a relationship, wait, what about you're always adjusting yourself, but they're not adjusting anything? You're settling. You keep lowering your expectations so you don't seem difficult or high maintenance. You feel more anxiety. then peace. You're settling. You keep explaining basic respect like it's a new concept. You're doing emotional labor for two people. For two people. And the biggest sign is you keep hoping the relationship becomes something it has never been. You're settling. Listen, hope is powerful. Oh, it is powerful. But hope without reality is how you stay stuck. It's how women stay stuck. Now, let's talk about why women settle. Because it's not because they're weak and they don't know no better. No, not at all. Most women settle because of one of these root causes, okay? Root number one, fear of being alone. See, some of you can't stand being by yourself. You have to have somebody around. So, not wanting to start over, not wanting to feel like you failed, fear of being alone. Root number two, a scarcity mindset, believing love is rare and you have to hold on to whatever you can get. No, don't do that. Root number three, familiarity. Sometimes you call it chemistry, but what it really is familiar emotional chaos. That's it. Root number four, low self-worth. It really speaks for itself, but when you don't fully believe you deserve consistency, you accept inconsistency and try to earn better. Root number five, the potential trap. You fall in love with who they could be, not who they are. And I need you to write this one down. No, I need you to write this down. I'm going to give you a second. Get something to write with. I'm going to give you a second. Here we go. You cannot build a healthy future with someone's potential. Don't fall in love with who they could be. Because if you do, that's what you're trying to do. You can only build with their pattern, how they show up. And I'm going to tell you, pattern don't lie. It doesn't. Consistency reveals character. Period. Now, here's where many women get stuck. They don't have standards written down. It's all up in here. So they negotiate in the moment. Write your standards down. Write them down. So let me be clear. Preferences are things you like. Height. The way they wear their clothes or styles, hobbies, personality types, character, preference, tall, dark, handsome, right? Standards are what you require for emotional safety and long-term alignment. Standards. Here are a few examples of standards. Honesty, consistency, emotional maturity, respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, accountability, shared values. And here's a big one. I love this one. Peace. And let me say this clearly. Standards are not demands. They're not demands. Standards are clarity. Standards are you saying, this is what I must, let me say this right. This is what love must look like to be healthy for me. See, that's you saying and setting a standard. When you have standards, you stop getting distracted by charm. Because charm is real, you guys. You stop confusing attention with commitment. And you stop mistaking words for character. Now, how do you stop settling? How do you do that? You stop settling by doing three things. You ready for it? Number one, you stop explaining your standards to people who benefit from you having none. You get it? Stop explaining your standards from those people who benefit when you don't have any standards. The right person won't argue with you about the fact that you need to be respected. They won't argue with your needs and your concerns. They won't argue with that. Number two, you practice boundaries early, not late. Put your boundaries in place at the beginning of the relationship. Don't wait until you're emotionally attached. At that point, feel like you need to speak up. Don't wait until then. Put them in place up front. Say what you need to say early and observe. Observe, observe, observe how they respond to you or react. If they react to you, red flag. Observe how they respond. Number three, trust your body. If you constantly feel anxious, if confusion is all over the place and you feel unsafe, that's information for you to pay attention to. And a quick word, let me just say this. If you're in a relationship where someone is controlling, manipulating, threatening, or harming you physically or emotionally, please, please, please prioritize safety and seek trusted support from your family, from friends, or local resources, because you deserve more than survival love. You deserve more than that. You deserve real, true, steady love. That's what you deserve. So let me give you some action steps, because you know, I always want you to be in action. I can't say all this and not share something for you to do, right? So action step number one, a relationship audit. Answer these three questions honestly, openly and honestly. Where do I feel consistently disappointed? Where do I feel consistently disappointed? What do I keep excusing or making excuse for? What am I tolerating that I would never recommend to a woman I love or someone that you love? What are you tolerating? Answer those three questions. That's the first step. I said a relationship audit, number one. Number two, write down five non-negotiables. Go into a relationship with some non-negotiables in your toolbox. Non-negotiable: honesty, respect, integrity, shared values, availability, emotional maturity, consistency. I named seven, if not eight. Have your non-negotiables ready. That's step number two. Step number three. These are action steps. Don't forget, Practice one boundary setting sentence, that is, this week. That doesn't work for me. It's a boundary setting. I'm not available for that. Is a boundary setting. And to be honest, no is a boundary setting. But I need consistency. And if that's not where you are, I respect that. But I'm choosing what's healthy for me. That's a boundary setting. And so here's what I'm hoping that you're taking away from this topic and from this podcast or this episode. Settling often looks like inconsistency, confusion, and shrinking. It doesn't look like peace. Mm-mm. Settling, right? Stop dating potential and evaluate patterns. How about that? Standards are clarity, not cruelty, and not you being high maintenance. Boundaries protect your future self. And it also establishes respect. Real love, true love, that good love is consistent. It's respectful and it's emotionally safe. There's no anxiety around any of that. Not at all. So if this episode spoke to you in any kind of way, please, 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 please comment below. And what I would like you to give a comment about is, what is one standard you're refusing to compromise with this year? Write that down. Write it down, but also comment. Put it in a thread. Comment below. What is that one standard you're refusing to compromise with this year? And if you know a woman who needs this message, who's settling, and you don't know how to tell her, please share this message. Share it with her. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss what's coming next. Got something for you. Remember, you are you unapologetically, and no one, absolutely no one, is better at being you than you. I'm Dr. Grimes, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, that is. Go and be you unapologetically. That's it for now. Ciao, ciao.